Once upon a time, there was a puppet whose name was Mr. Pound. He belonged to a little girl, and since the day Mr. Pound arrived to her home, he had felt devotion for her. They used to play together every single day, and they had much fun. But as years passed by, the little girl grew up. She was no little girl anymore, and games started to go down. The puppet didn't mind, though. He was so fond of the girl that he was happy only by being there on her bedroom. In addition, the puppet knew that the girl loved him, too. She told him every night before going to bed. The day that was little girl 18th birthday, the mother suddenly entered the room. She put a dark plastic bag on her hand. She might be doing some cleaning, the puppet thought. And yes, she was, but not the kind of cleaning Mr. Pound had thought of.
You're too childish for a young lady, said the mother, going straight to the puppet. She doesn't need you anymore.
And with that, she took Mr. Pound and threw it into the bag. Poor Mr. Pound didn't know what to do. He felt like trash.
My little girl doesn't want me any longer.
His mind repeated over and over again while invisible tears ran down his pink cheeks. He ended up in a charity market where, a couple of years before, he was bought by a woman who had a 4-year-old son. The boy treated Mr. Pound very badly. The time passed by, and the poor toy had lost an eye, a button, and some wires. He missed so much his little girl. Although she knew that the woman would be a young woman by the time, he wished every day for her to find him somehow. Until one day, in which the woman gave him to an aquarium toy shop. There, he was repaired. Some days later, a young woman appeared through the door. Immediately, Mr. Pound recognized her. It's she! She didn't notice him at first, and went to the cellar to ask for a beautiful toy for her daughter. The cellar gave her a puppet. She looked at it for a long time, and finally said, I know you.
It's me,
shouted the puppet as loud as he could into his mind.
Could it be? It's not possible. After all these years?
At the end, she understood it was her loved Mr. Pound, and he gave him a tender hold.
Where have you been all the time? I miss you so much.
So she took him home, and they lived happily ever after.